This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Hey there, friendly listeners, buddies, best friends. Remember that one time when Tom and Matt and Randy and me were talking about that whole podcast award nomination thingy?
Yeah, podcastawards.com. So yeah, if you guys like us at all, I mean, besides giving us an iTunes rating and whatever, go to Podcast Awards and nominate us. And then after you nominate us, come back and then vote for us after we get in.
First things first, nominate us. And what can we be nominated for? What do we want to be nominated for?
Yeah, the categories, yeah.
I would say our best shot is probably in religion inspiration.
Oh, I hate that. I guess there might be some things that are, but we're kind of like anti-religion and inspiration stuff, don't you think?
Why don't you go ahead and slap a label on all of us at once?
I'm just
saying, Dick.
You don't think? Like, we're religious inspirational?
Yeah, yeah. Not really.
No.
Inspirational? Come on. Yeah.
Well, guess what? We did get nominated, so thank you for that. And what did we get nominated for? For religious inspiration. Thank you, universe. So here's the deal. You can vote for us. We'd love for you to vote for us. In fact, you can vote for us once every day per IP address. So look for the details on our website under our news tab, or just go straight to the website podcastawards.com. Voting ends on March 24th, 2015, so get out there and show us your love, because we've already shown you ours.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
Hi, Carl, right?
That's right, that's me. And you're at Allie?
Alicia.
Close. Got it. Yeah.
So it's a great party. It's really nice to have you in the building.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you. So far, I'm really liking it here.
Good. So where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Des Moines, but I moved here from Charlotte.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you still have family there?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, my parents and my sister are back in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think I have here. Here it is. This is actually her wedding announcement.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help but notice, but is that a pentagram?
Oh, right, that. I actually forgot that was on there. Growing up, I was actually raised a Satanist.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You were a Satanist?
Yeah.
So, do you still...
No. I don't believe it or really even practice it anymore. You know, obviously.
What? The beer?
No.
Are you not allowed to drink beer?
Well, no. It's not the burger. Satanists aren't allowed to eat cooked animal flesh, but for some reason, like, fried fish is fine. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Huh. I didn't know much about them.
Well, it's not all of them. Just people from the Sanctuary of the Devil. The community of Lucifer is totally different. They actually dropped the meat thing like a long time ago.
Wow. I had no idea there were more than one.
Actually, there's actually a lot more than one. There's the United Fraternity of the Dark One, Shrine of Satan, House of Lucifer, Sanctuary of the Dead, Levain Satanism.
No way.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. So does your family still practice?
Oh yeah. They are diehard. They were freaking out when the church discontinued using real animals and animal blood in the ceremonies.
Really? When was that?
Okay, you ready for this? 1985.
What?
I know, isn't that nuts? 20 years after we landed on the moon, and the SOD is still losing people to E. coli left and right.
That's crazy.
It actually took a massive lawsuit for them to, you know, make the change.
That is unbelievable. So what do they use now?
Paper mache for the animal, and colored corn syrup for the blood. So, you know, still unhealthy, but in a different way, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So, like, what made you stop?
Well, you know, there are a lot of things. It's a long, probably boring story.
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, if I were to condense it down to a single issue, I guess I'd say I've never really felt the power of Satan in my life. I had this one experience that I held on to for the longest time. It's like my rock for yes, I definitely felt it. I was sitting in my bed, and I woke up and I couldn't move, but I could just feel like this terrifying presence or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then in my psych class in college, I learned about sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I was thinking that sounds a lot like sleep paralysis.
Right, exactly. It's like this common thing. And I started to wonder, you know, is any of it real? I mean, I gave it my best shot, put everything I had into it, but, you know, how long do you have to try and sell your soul to the devil with no results before you start to wonder if there's really anyone down there?
Yeah, that sounds frustrating.
It really is. It really is.
So, do your parents know?
Oh, no. I've been avoiding that conversation at all costs. So, whenever I go home for, like, major holidays, like Halloween or summer solstice, I'll put on my robes and go to a group chant or whatever. I don't know. I think they'd be devastated. I mean, in their minds, they'll get to hell and I won't be there with them. You know, from their perspective, I'm abandoning the family.
Yeah, that's tough.
And, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm ready to just give it up wholesale or what, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if I could ever go back as like a zealot, but that's my heritage, you know? I grew up going to Youth Coven every week. We'd have little Rosemary's Baby watch parties.
Oh, I love that movie.
Right? It's great. And, you know, we'd make little goat head cookies or 666 money clips. Those were some of my best friends growing up. And all the black masses and bonfires in the woods, I have fond memories of all that. My dad actually always said, the family that bands together dams together.
Okay.
So, you know, if I give all that up, it almost feels like I'm losing my roots, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a complicated situation to be in. It sounds like you really love your family. It's kind of cute.
Well, I'm a cute guy.
Okay, don't get cocky.
All right. I kind of overstepped there. I apologize. Actually, I think I have a family picture in my wallet.
Oh, great.
Here, right there.
Oh, that's sweet. All in black.
And now you know why.
Yeah, I do. Wait, is that your driver's license?
You know, I think it's time to put the wallet
away. No. Give it to me. Let me see it. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh, that is adorable. Look at that haircut. How old is this?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ricky Martin was big back then. I'm a product of my time. Okay, all right, that's enough.
Hang on.
Don't.
Wait a second.
Don't read it.
Time out. Is your middle name really Beelzebub?
Oh, shit.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
And just another annoyingly friendly reminder to go to podcastawards.com and make us the most reluctantly religious, inspirational podcast in the universe today.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.